This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Pennsylvania is key to the presidential election, and today both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will be there. She'll be in Erie, he'll be in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Today, Vice President Harris is announcing her plan to give black men more economic opportunities. Democrats are worried about a lack of enthusiasm among those voters. Hundreds of thousands in Florida still don't have any electricity after Hurricane Milton, but fuel shortages appear to be easing. President Biden surveyed the devastation in Central Florida yesterday. The AP's Shelley Adler.
President Biden got a firsthand look at the devastation from Hurricane Milton.
For some individuals, it was cataclysmic. All those folks who not only lost their homes, but more importantly, those folks who lost their lives, lost family members, lost all their personal belongings. Entire neighborhoods were flooded.
He also praised the teamwork he's seen.
To moments like this, we come together to take care of each other, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans. Americans who need help, and Americans who help you if you were in the same situation.
The president will also continue to press Congress to approve additional emergency disaster funding.
A New Jersey Transit commuter train hit a tree on the tracks this morning. The train operator was killed. More than a dozen people injured. This happened in Mansfield Township. No word yet on why. An Israeli airstrike hit an apartment building in Lebanon this morning, killing at least 18 people, according to the Lebanese Red Cross. Three men who work in the U.S. have won a big prize. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics has been awarded to Darren Acemoglu, Simon Johnson and James A. Robinson for research into reasons why some countries succeed and others fail.
This is AP News. The murder trial of a tech consultant and the stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee is beginning today. The AP's Julie Walker.
The stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee in San Francisco last year stunned the tech community. The murder trial of tech consultant Nima Momeni charged in Lee's death starts today. Prosecutors say Momeni planned the attack after a dispute with Lee over Momeni's younger sister. They say he drove Lee to a secluded spot in San Francisco and stabbed him three times, then drove away. Momeni's defense lawyers say Lee was the aggressor and Momeni used the knife in self-defense. He faces 26 years to life in prison if convicted. I'm Julie Walker.
A fire that killed two first responders in Baltimore last year has been ruled accidental. The fire also engulfed several row houses. Cause remains unknown. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.